Google Presentations is a way of creating slide presentations, and I'm going to have to say very similar to PowerPoint, except of course it's online. I know this one's slightly out of order, as you'll see later on if you go to the next post, but hey, I can do it, so I've done it. I'm not going to talk about many of the features within Google Presentations, because if you are familiar with PowerPoint, you'll be very familiar with the way that the features are arranged in here. So you can do a lot of the kinds of things that you would in PowerPoint. But of course, it's online. And as I said when we were talking about Google Documents, it's the online features that really make it stand out a little bit. So it may not be as powerful as Microsoft PowerPoint, but it does offer some extra features which are particularly useful. And those features are down to the fact that it's online. So collaborating with other people becomes far easier when you're working in an online environment. You can have several people working on the same presentation at the same time. It's also stored in a place which is accessible from anywhere on the web. So if you store your presentation as a Google presentation, then if you need to show it in Paris, Melbourne or Sydney, it doesn't matter, provided you've got internet access. You won't have to carry a memory stick around with you or your laptop with it on. So what other features have you got? Well, in addition, you've got a comments feature. So whilst you're working on a document with other people, maybe they're working on different slides, you might want to comment on one of the slides that they've produced. So using the comments feature allows you to do that, and they can see that kind of feedback immediately. It could be a particularly powerful tool for having students working in groups. If they're working on a group presentation, then they can be feeding back to each other, even though they may be in their own homes. So the comments feature is quite useful too. Saving it, you can download it in lots of different formats. So you can save it out as a PNG, JPEG or SVG image files, as a PowerPoint as you might expect, or indeed as a PDF. So having all of those export features is really useful. And you can publish it to the web too. That means that you're making the document available to other people who may not have Google accounts, and you're also making it available through different media. So you get a link to the document directly, so that's just a URL that you can provide to other people. You get an embed code so that you can embed your presentation in another web page, and you also get the option to share it with the common social networking sites like Google+, Facebook and Twitter. And you can have that presentation